I just want to take a few moments to show you from the Bible how you can know for sure that you're saved. The Bible talks about in 1 John 5:13, it says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." Many people, if you ask them, "Are you sure you're going to heaven?" they'll tell you, "Well, I hope so," or "Maybe I think so." But the Bible says that you can know for sure. We just finished a revival conference here a little bit ago, and the topic was the term revived. When you look at the Bible, revived means to bring back to life again. And as we look at Genesis chapter number 2, God created Adam, and then the Bible says he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God's intent in creating man was that he would have fellowship with his creation. But something happened shortly thereafter. Adam and Eve, they sinned in the garden, and the Bible tells us, even in the New Testament, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. So the problem that we have in our present state of being born a sinner is that we cannot reach God. We cannot be good enough to get to God. There's something miraculous that has to happen in our life. And what it is that God decided to send Jesus Christ to this earth and become sin for us. So when I look at the Bible here in Romans chapter number 3, verse 10, it says, "As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one." So when I use the term revived, God wants to bring every person that's ever been born into a relationship with him. But in order for that to happen, we must now acknowledge that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that you're a sinner? The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now, if we compare ourselves to someone else, we tend to give answers like, "Well, I'm not as bad as him," or "I'm not as bad as her," or "I haven't done the same things that sometimes we hear about." But God says that's not wise to compare ourselves among ourselves. So if we compare ourselves to Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven in the flesh, lived a holy life, never having sinned, we all fall short. The Bible says we all fall short of the glory of God. So if I want to be honest with you, and if you want to be honest with me, we have to admit we're born sinners and we've all done wrong. So now the problem is the wages of sin is death. Some people just make light of sin and just simply say, "Well, I'm a sinner and everybody is, so what?" Well, the problem is there's a real hell that God created for the devil and his angels. He didn't create it for you or for me. So God said the wages of sin is death. That death means separation from God for all eternity. So if we don't want to spend eternity in an awful place called hell, God says, "I've provided the way out." But first, we must acknowledge that we're sinners. Second, we must acknowledge that God is true, and what he says, that there's a hell, we must acknowledge that that's true. So next, the Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I can't earn my way to heaven, neither can you. I'm a pastor of an independent Baptist church, but that doesn't get me to heaven. Matter of fact, nothing that I've ever done or can do gets me to heaven. And it's the same for you, because the Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." So when we're talking about a gift is something that someone else purchases. A gift is something that someone else has prepared, but they're willing to give it to you. So the gift of salvation is Jesus Christ dying on the cross became sin for us, and then he was buried in a tomb, and then he rose from the dead. Now the Bible calls this the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. Now, let me take you to a passage of scripture that makes it so simple that even a child can understand it and be saved. In Romans chapter number 10, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Years ago, I struggled with this, and I looked at verse number 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, I want you to know that you're going to heaven as sure as I'm standing in this place today, and God wants you to know that you'll be with him for all eternity. How can you know? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, to confess the Lord means to simply agree with him. Do you agree today that you're a sinner? Because God says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Secondly, do you believe that there's a place called hell? The wages of sin is death, a separation from God for all eternity that God talks about in the book of Revelation. Thirdly, do you believe that Jesus died for you and that he rose from the dead? If you believe these things, you simply repent of your sin and you confess that Jesus Christ is true and you call out to him the way the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We want to help you with the assurance of your salvation. And in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 11, the Bible says this, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The Bible talks about in 1 John 5, 7, that there's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And so our record isn't what's important, but God's record is. So he keeps a true record. My friend, if you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and call out to him to save your soul, he will write it down in heaven and keep that record so that when you stand before God, you don't stand before God as a sinner guilty before God, but rather justified by faith, just as if you've never sinned. God wants to bring us back into fellowship with him, and we can do that by trusting Christ as our Savior. I want to encourage you to come to our regular services. We preach the Word of God and try to help you to grow in grace after you get saved. My desire, my prayer for you is that you'll trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Thank you for listening.